What day is it?
Friday.
Is it Friday?
It is Friday.
What does that mean?
Well, the week is up.
The last day!
I'm afraid we're going to have to work.
We have to work this weekend.
Work? What kind of work?
Very important business.
A lot of drinking.
A lot of drinking and a lot of thinking.
Yeah, there's a lot of drinking involved.
That doesn't sound like a work thing.
Sounds like a party.
Call it what you want.
Potato, potato.
It's hard work.
Somebody has to do it.
Okay, my friends, it's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Potato, potato. It's still all Evans Broadcast Company. Happy Friday. How did we get here so fast? I could have sworn it was just Monday. But no, that's what happens when your mind is going 1,000 miles a minute and there's so many things going on. More cyber attacks to talk about, more shipping incidences. Yeah, another cargo ship beached. Wonder what's on that cargo ship. Supplies down around the world. Luxury taxes being put on beef. Told you it was coming. You got to stop listening to those who scream, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. Yeah. Because when you do, you can't prepare yourself. How many conspiracy theories should we start counting them up? Let's see. NXIVM is a sex trafficking cult that includes celebrities. Well, gosh, been prosecuted on that and people thrown in jail and people singing like birds, too. So we got NXIVM. We got the chemtrails. Oh, no. They don't spray stuff on us. There's not stuff up in the atmosphere. See, we just weren't calling it the right thing. It's called geoengineering. And now, yeah, all out in the open about that now. Bill Gates has gone from vaccines to, oh, I want to spray in the atmosphere, in the upper atmosphere, this level of chemicals that will block the sun. I swear this man is a mad scientist and people just give him carte blanche. Oh, let's see. What else? Now there's too many to mention. Doctors finally coming out and standing up, pushing back. Mainstream renowned doctors, not doctors from renowned doctors from across the country. Frontline doctors got it started, America's frontline doctors, blowing the whistle on hydroxychloroquine. Now more and more speaking up, telling people what's really going on. Love this. Dr. Marcus de Bruin. This is a tweet that he sent out. I'm surprised that it made it out. So let me get this straight in my head. I can have AIDS, chlamydia, gonorrhea, Ebola, hepatitis, meningitis, conjunctivitis. I can eat in a restaurant and go to the pub. But if I haven't had a vaccine for COVID-19, aka nasty cold virus, I'm barred. Seriously? And as we found out yesterday, firefighters not being allowed on the fire lines if they haven't had the shot. Wow. People standing up against the fires. This was something that was put out by LouRockwell.com. Socialist fires. Not only are the firefighters in California all government employees, the fires started and burn on government lands. State radio NPR this morning. But this was from October 30th, 2003. State radio NPR this morning already indicated that the government is even more responsible. The trees on government lands have been infected over the last few years by bark beetles. We know bark beetles, who have turned them into tinder. Residents tried to get various government authorities to clear out the dead trees, said state radio, with no luck. Thanks to the eco-religion. So in addition to privatizing fire services, we need to privatize all federal socialist land in California and hope Californians do the same with state socialist land. All the huge fires in the West over the past few years, remember, this is 2003, have been the direct result of government management of government-seized forests and to the insane environmental movement, which holds that the Earth Goddess is angered when man cuts down a tree, even a dead one. So not much has changed since 2003. I wonder why. But there is good news on the horizon, because legislators are not taking this lying down. Congressman, let's see, what's his name? Congressman, I lost it. Oh, Congressman Tom McClintock. Love him. California. Quote, under these conditions, that's insane. Cal Fire's approach is to put the damn fire out as quickly as you can. Don't let it get out of control, he said. So he is going to be, well, let's just say getting involved, because he's mad. He is PO'd with the lack of initial attack on the Tamarack fire. So that's coming out of California. What's happening here? Well, we have our very own Assemblyman Jim Wheeler, who, well, sent a nice little letter to Aaron Ford. So I received this document. You're undoubtedly aware this is a huge, or there is a large and uncontrolled fire burning its way into Nevada, on the southwestern border, into the Douglas County region, which, by the way, Douglas County is now in a state of emergency. FEMA is now recognizing all of this, and I guess they recognized it as a state of emergency as well, so now federal funds will be involved. This fire was originally the result of a lightning strike that happened on 7-4-21 in the Toyobe National Forest in California side of the border. It was discovered by USFS the same day and was estimated to be a quarter acre in size. A decision was made at that time to let the fire burn itself out. Well, we know the results of that decision, as the fire has grown to over 50,000 acres, but we know it's over 51,000 acres now. And as of this writing, is 0% contained. At the last estimate, over 1,200 firefighters from USFS, CAL FIRE, and Nevada agencies are currently dispatched to fight the threat, all of which would be completely unnecessary if even one water-dropping air vehicle had been dispatched on that day, or even within a few days. I am requesting that the Attorney General's office conduct an investigation of the decisions and policies originally taken by USFS and any other agency involved in those decisions in order to obtain the information necessary to make sure something like this never happens again. If that investigation produces results that show another course of action could have been taken, I am requesting your office to file suit against the offending agency or agencies. The loss of revenue from tourism, health issues in the affected areas at this time, when we are fighting respiratory diseases tied to COVID, expenditures by Nevada agencies, to say nothing of the possible property losses and worse that will result from this fire, are actionable offenses that the state of Nevada, through the Attorney General's office, should consider taking legal action in response in order to compensate our citizens for their losses. Please let me know of your decision. So that was sent out to, or from, Assemblyman Wheeler yesterday. I can't wait to hear the Attorney General's response. But then again, I wonder if, even being an assemblyman, if the Attorney General will even respond to him. Because this doesn't have anything to do with, you know, suing Trump or anything like that. So we'll see.
Today is National Vanilla Ice Cream Day. Not to be confused with Vanilla Ice Day or Milli Vanilli Day, which used to be a holiday but got revoked when the Grammys pulled their award.
We'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole. Right through my pocket and into my skin. Come Monday morning, I'll be broke again. It's finally Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday, I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the good times roll.
All we want to do is pop you up.
We lead local talk on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
Well, it can't be too wild of a weekend, depending on where you're at. You know, that's just common sense. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, trying to nail down an interview with our very own Larry Elder, who you can hear later on in the day. Yep, he's been vindicated. Put back on the ballot in California. So hopefully we'll be talking to him soon. But this is a beautiful text that I just received from a beautiful friend, AJ. The difference between humans and animals. What do you think that could possibly be? The difference between humans and animals. Animals would never allow the dumbest ones to lead the pack. Just saying. Just saying. Hey, I've gotten a couple of emails about hydroxychloroquine and how to get it. Well, I'll post it again on my webpage today. But if you just go to the Healthy American, if you go to the Healthy American with the doc, this is different from America's Frontline Doctors. Now, she kind of works with them, but she's got her own thing going on. She has all of the paperwork that you need. So whether it be a religious exemption request, whether it be a request for medication, whether it be to find out where things are happening, Dr. Peggy Hall, or Peggy Hall, not Dr. Peggy Hall, Peggy Hall has it all in one place for you. So if you're not on her website, you're missing really good information. Now, the Frontline Doctors, on the other hand, you can actually go to their website and you can click on where it says medications, doctors and medications. And their doctors will actually prescribe it for you. Because this is not some narcotic, you know, shouldn't be in the hands of anybody drug. Actually, there are a lot of doctors that for years have been pushing to have hydroxychloroquine over the counter to be able to have easy access to it. But no, that's not good for the pharmaceutical companies who are pushing their poisons. And why do I say pushing poisons? For all you smokers out there who used Chantix to help you stop smoking, guess what? It's been pulled because of cancer-causing chemicals in it. So, one more thing that you have been told over years and years. It's safe. It's safe for you. Even though we know the things that we put in it cause cancer, like graphene oxide, not in Chantix, but in, you know, vaccinations. Oops, our bad. Have you noticed, just out of curiosity, that we used to have a few pharmaceutical ads, you know, for the latest and greatest. But now, every third to fourth ad is about a new pharmaceutical product. Those ads usually run 2 to 3 minutes long. You can time them out. But now it's not just cold medicines or things like that. Now it's all pharmaceuticals for adults, for children, and now pets. Yeah. For all kinds of different things for pets. Why do you think you'd be seeing that? Because people love their pets, and it's big business. So follow the dollars.
On an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
That's you!
It's you. Might want to wipe that off the screen. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And yeah, a lot of people getting the sneezes out there because of the, you know, smoke particulates doing a little tickle in the nose and throats. And, ugh, it's just been going crazy. Speaking of crazy, there is a worldwide crazy going on right now as California and Nevada are inundated with wildfires. The rest of the world seems to be flooding everywhere. The damage in China alone is going to affect the world's food supply. But we've got flooding in, actually, we've got flooding in Arizona and in parts of this country as well. But we've got flooding in Germany and China and Australia. Back here at home, Colorado last night. Wow. Things are being unleashed. Now, I don't know if this is because of the weather, but another huge cargo ship is stuck on a beach in Karachi, Pakistan. And it is filled to the top. I wonder what's in those cargo containers. Because once again, there is our way of getting things. Foods, supplies, the flooding in Japan, in China. The flooding in China alone is going to affect the car industry. I told you to watch that Three Gorges Dam, and boy, did it cut loose. It literally just crumbled apart. What is downstream from the Three Gorges Dam? About two-thirds of China's chicken supply. All the chicken farmers. I guess they would be ranchers since they don't actually plant the chickens. So the chicken ranchers. Wow. This is when I say be prepared. Be prepared for anything. I don't necessarily want to play the audio. I want to play the audio so badly. But the town hall meeting the other night with Joe Biden, if you haven't heard it, you should probably go listen to it in its entirety. Because pretty much the entire time we had the 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, from every angle, the blame stream, the lamestream media, for every single thing that Trump said or did, how he held a glass of water, how he drank out of a bottle, he was mentally incapable of being president. Go back and listen to him. Go back and listen to the raving idiots on MSN or mainstream media. And listen to them attack President Donald J. Trump. And yet, during the Joe Biden town hall meeting that was, by the way, looked like it was packed from the camera angles, but was actually almost completely empty. Didn't have any viewers either. Had 1.4 million viewers. That's like half of what Fox gets on their regular nights. And heck, people have slowed down watching Fox too. So it was a total ratings flop. But how can that be? Because he's the most popular president in history. 80 million votes. Got more than Barack Obama. The man is a blithering idiot. And couldn't, you know, I know you're supposed to be respectful of the president of the United States, so I will continue to be respectful of Donald J. Trump. But Joe Biden can't get a sentence out of his mouth. It was a complete embarrassment. Yet today, except for a few over on Fox, nobody's calling for a mental evaluation, a cognitive evaluation of Joe Biden. Nobody. Nobody seems to worry about him having his finger on the button. Because he doesn't. He's just a prop for those pulling the strings behind him. And the worst person doing it? Dr. Jill Biden, who's living up the limelight in Tokyo as the first lady. Her husband's being literally sacrificed. And she's just living it up. Do you think that Joe Biden really wanted to be president? Or did Jill Biden want him to be president? There's a question for you. Speaking of questions, let's hit the poll question at 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Congressman Mark Amadei has said that he will not make a decision on running for governor until October. Could be a publicity stunt. I don't know. What happens in October? Nevada Day? Nevada Day Parade? Who knows? But what do you think about that? It's already a crowded field with some great candidates. I mean, we've got Dr. Fred Simon up here. We've got Joey Gilbert. We've got, we'll stop it there. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should Mark Amadei run for governor of Nevada? Now, I'd like to see triple digit numbers because I'll pass it on to the powers that be. That's why I saved this question for through the weekend, so we can get as many people participating it as possible rather than just one night. Are you happy with the candidates already out there, or should Mark Amadei run for governor of Nevada? Now, a lot of that would have to do with name recognition and being recognized down in Las Vegas. Yesterday's poll question, do you trust the CDC and the WHO are giving you accurate information on the number of people who have died in connection with the COVID shots? 99% of those participating in the poll said no. More and more people are doing their own research, and they're finding out about doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough, who came out last month and said COVID vaccines have already killed 50,000 Americans. And this is a man who was gladly encouraging people to get the shot when it first came out. But now there are some very strange, I mean, just stop and think. Look at what's going on around the world with vaccine passports, and you can't do anything unless you have this shot. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910. Check in with Mike. Mike wants to talk about Amadei. Mike, what are your thoughts? Should he run for governor because of his name recognition?
That's hell and no. It's just that a vote for Amadei is a vote for Brian Sandoval. Again, he's not as principled a man as we need. It's just like if Dean Heller decides to jump in there, it's the same thing. They're principled the same way.
No, I think Dean Heller did put out a press release that said he was running.
Well, you haven't heard anything since then, have you?
No, I haven't, now that you mentioned it.
That's kind of odd, isn't it?
Well, it always makes you wonder if somebody didn't get such a rave review when they announced that maybe they're making way for their buddy to join in. Because you remember, it's the Three Musketeers, Sandoval, Heller, and Amedee.
That's like voting for Manny Moe and Jack, or the Three Stooges.
Mike, you have a great weekend, and thank you for calling into the program.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show. It's your show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Talk and text line today, 884-9910. So you can text or you can call in. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. If you want to talk about the fires, if you want to talk about the Freedom Rally in Carson City tomorrow, where they are asking for donations of water and nice candies for the firefighters. Yes, make sure that they are properly sealed. Nothing just, you know, out of your cupboard. I found it very strange. I put together a list to go to Sam's Club and wanted to get the firefighters, like, life say. I got a great list of suggestions from firefighters. Fruit-flavored lifesavers, gummy bears, peppermint lifesavers, little individually packed beef jerkies, or Slim Jims, things like that. Lots of protein. Protein and sugar, that's what they need down the line to keep going. And they had nothing. It was unbelievable. Went into Sam's Club. They had things that I can always find in there. They didn't have any of it. Wow. It's crazy to think that, are we really that low of stock? Or are these things just out for right now? Maybe other people got in there before I did. The only thing they had was wintergreen lifesavers, and I don't mean to offend anybody who loves wintergreen, but oh, I never got the taste for wintergreen. I don't know what it is. But it gets the taste of the smoke and everything. Well, it doesn't get the taste out of their mouths because they're constantly in it, but it helps. And that's what it's about, helping. But the Freedom Rally goes from 10 to 2 tomorrow in front of the legislative buildings. And it is about freedom. Freedoms that we're losing every single day. You know, it's crazy. We don't look at personal responsibility anymore. What happened to my body, my choice? Get the jab if you want it. Feel free. If it makes you feel better, if it makes you feel safe, I would hope you would look at all of the scientific evidence, though, and not listen to blithering idiots like Joe Biden, who was out there saying that no one has died of COVID who has been vaccinated, because that is an out and out lie. In New Jersey, 47 people alone who have been fully vaccinated died of COVID-19. So just know what you're dealing with. Just know what you're dealing with. But freedom is freedom. You can't pick and choose. It doesn't work that way. If you say it's my body, it's my choice, I have the right to have an abortion whenever I want, wherever I want, which, by the way, Roe versus Wade is going back in front of the Supreme Court. Then you have to understand the world rules. The Nuremberg Code. The natural laws. Your God. Now, I know a lot of people don't believe in God out there. But it is your right for life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. God-given rights. But when you start eroding those rights because you think, oh, well, the government knows best, so, you know, they're keeping track of all this stuff. No. Do you really think that governments wouldn't have ulterior motives? When you have a government that is so far blown as ours, so far overreaching as ours and all the rest around the world, we criticize countries that put their citizens in harm's way, in wars, in all kinds of things. It's okay to criticize this country as well, because it wakes people up. But it is the love of the Constitution and our Bill of Rights that keeps us going, that gives us the faith in this country to celebrate and fight for our freedoms at the same time. So, 10 to 2. There'll be speakers. But most of all, they're just like-minded people who you can talk to and share ideas with. Because if you notice, people are afraid to share their ideas. They're afraid to be shouted down by the liberals who think they're in charge.